Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, in Las Vegas, officer wrestling with one of those, you know, peaceful protesters we've all seen on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Very peaceful. You can see them there in between the burning buildings and the broken glass. Those peaceful protesters, those people. Yeah. Officer was trying to subdue one of those peaceful protesters when another peaceful protester walked up and shot him in the head. Right there, back ahead. Very peaceful. Just want to emphasize, very peaceful. And he is now on life support. So there we go. That's where we are in America this morning. Country won't know his name. Won't remember it. They'll remember the name of George Floyd. Country will know that, but they won't know his name. Here's another name the country won't know. You want to hear this name?
Yeah.
Here's a black life that doesn't matter. Not one iota. His name is 53-year-old Patrick Underwood, or it was. He made the mistake. He is a federal officer in Washington, D.C. He is was part of the Federal Protective Services. And what they do, they are police officers that work for the federal government, and they help to protect federal buildings. He was shot and killed at the federal building in Oakland Friday night. His crime was attempting to walk the street with a partner, both in uniform. That was his crime. He was shot by a peaceful protester in a car. This is all just coming out now. Cars rolling by. Hey, there's a guy in a uniform. Let's kill him. All right, cool. He's black, by the way. I don't see anything about this from Black Lives Matter. I don't see any black leaders talking about this black life. It was gone. Black man executed on the streets of California. Nobody cares. They don't care. I'd love to know this. What color was the shooter? Was the shooter racist? Anybody care? I'd question. I mean, it's what we presume, isn't it? We don't know anything about the shooter. He must be racist. Any outrage there? Anybody go march about this? Lock arms, march. Condemn it. Hey, how about we condemn this? Nope.
Silence equals consent.
Yeah, that, it is consent. We're fine with this. This is good. This is good. It's all good. Anyway, his name was Patrick Underwood, and he was apparently a very wonderful person to listen to those who loved him describe him. He worked for the Department of Homeland Security for 9 years. His sister, Angela Underwood Jacobs, confirmed Underwood did die on Friday night. This is just now coming out. She writes on her Facebook page, "My brother, Dave Patrick Underwood, a federal officer, was murdered 5/29/20 in Oakland, California, while on duty during the riots. This violence must stop."
Which George Floyd's brother is now saying, too,
right,
from the scene of where it happened.
So, yeah, but that's not useful right now to the narrative, so it won't stop.
I was amazed at the hypocrisy of a statement I heard earlier where the reference was made to the violence in certain crowds and some of these, and the statement was actually made that the behavior of certain individuals is not representative of the group as a whole. Well, isn't that what we've tried to say about law enforcement? That the behavior of certain individuals that may have gone overboard, may have done something wrong, may have done something criminal, is not representative of law enforcement as a whole.
Yeah, that's actually true. But we're not, see, we can't believe that when it comes to police. We can only believe it when it comes to the, you know, peaceful protesters, like the ones, did you see the one on Tucker Carlson? I mean, my personal favorite, you know, one of the most peaceful protests I've seen is the poor couple that came down to defend a jewelry store beneath them. They live above it in an apartment and were beaten with 2x4s. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, it's all very peaceful. Yeah. But you can't judge. You can't judge. Look, they're mad. They're allowed to be mad because I don't know why they're allowed to be mad. Nobody else is. We all have to use the system, and the system grinds slowly, I'm here to tell you. You know, I'm mad. I've been mad for a long time. I'm mad. I've been mad for 3.5 years. In fact, I am enraged at what our federal government has done. I am enraged that the IRS was used and turned against American citizens to the point that 25% of those who donated to the Tea Party were audited. Not just their donation to the Tea Party, their entire financial life turned upside down simply because of their political views. That is a fact. We know that because of the settlement, the federal settlement with the Tea Party folks. They were awarded money in damages from the federal government. I am enraged that our federal agencies, our federal supposed police force, the FBI, spies on American citizens in violation of the law. I'm enraged that they spied on this president with no predication whatsoever, that they completely denied him any Fourth Amendment rights. They had no basis for the opening of that investigation, none whatsoever. You want to know? You want to know who's a victim of law enforcement? Of the absolute disregard for the Bill of Rights by law enforcement thugs, Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump is a victim of law enforcement. Do we burn anything down? Do we do that? No, we can't even get justice. We can't get justice when those same law enforcement thugs perjure themselves repeatedly before Congress, committing felonies in the process. When they perjure themselves before the FISA court, every one of those perjuries is a felony with a minimum of 5 years in prison. Do we burn anything down? Law enforcement is out of control in this country. I've been trying to tell people that for 3.5 years. It's the federal government. And you know what? Eric Swalwell, Lee, Representative Eric Swalwell, can go on television and call Trump a wannabe dictator. Yeah. Let me tell you something. He is the only wannabe dictator in human history that I know of. And please correct me if you can think of another, because I'd love to know, who wants peaceful, law-abiding citizens to be able to own a gun. That is a really strange thing for a wannabe dictator to want to do. Meanwhile, Mr. Swalwell, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Swalwell wants to use tactical nukes, nuclear weapons, against areas of the country to nuke them with high levels of gun ownership. You tell me. Forget the partisan labels. Who sounds like a dictator to you there? So, you know, don't talk to me about law enforcement thuggery, because I'm well aware of it. I'm quite acquainted with it. I'm quite acquainted with what it's like to have a database misused by our federal government to spy on people only because of their political views. I'm real well acquainted with that. And the same hypocrites on our television every night telling you, we got to go after these poor guys in these cities making $35,000 who haven't done a thing wrong. These same guys will tell you, you are crazy. And you believe Russian conspiracies if you're concerned that our federal government spies. And they do spy on you. Our top cop, Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, sat before the American people and told them, there is no database. There is no spying. We are not illegally collecting your metadata. It did not happen. That was perjury on national television. It is a felony, 5 years in prison. They didn't touch him. And that database is still illegally collecting that information. They have no right to do it. So don't talk to me about you don't know what it's like to be a victim of law enforcement, because believe me, I do. And I haven't burned a thing down. I just keep paying my taxes like a chump. And I'm sick of this. I am sick of this. This is a bunch of lies and manipulation. We have one bad cop. We will take care of him. We will always have bad cops. We will never fully remove bad cops from our forces, but our federal government is spying on us and abusing us. And these same people who want to get righteous on television and tell you how bad it is are the very ones who have ignored that and empowered them and lied to cover up their crimes. That's who tells you what's going on day to day in this country, and they're liars.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.